Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Truth About Employee Engagement by Patrick M. Lencioni uses a business fable to explore why so many people feel drained, detached, or quietly miserable at work. Rather than treating engagement as a perks problem solved by free food, incentives, or culture slogans, the book frames engagement as a daily human experience rooted in how work is designed and how leaders behave. Through a story-driven narrative and an accompanying leadership model, Lencioni argues that disengagement often grows from a few fundamental workplace dynamics that can be diagnosed and corrected without massive budgets or complicated programs. The book highlights how managers, executives, and HR leaders can create environments where employees feel seen, know whether they are succeeding, and understand why their work matters. Its accessible style makes complex organizational behavior ideas feel practical, with a clear emphasis on actions leaders can take immediately to reduce job misery and improve performance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, job misery as the real engagement problem. A central idea in the book is that employee engagement is best understood by first examining job misery. Lencioni positions misery not as a dramatic crisis, but as a persistent, low-grade experience that erodes energy, pride, and commitment over time. In the fable, leaders initially look for quick engagement wins, only to realize that the deeper issue is the everyday environment people work in. This reframing matters because it shifts attention from superficial fixes to structural and managerial behaviors that influence how work feels hour by hour. When organizations focus only on engagement scores or trendy initiatives, they may overlook what employees are actually experiencing, feeling invisible, uncertain about their performance, or disconnected from a meaningful purpose. By naming misery as the root concern, the book encourages leaders to treat engagement as an operational responsibility, not a motivational campaign. It also emphasizes that misery spreads, affecting collaboration, customer experience, and retention. The result is a practical lens for leaders: identify what makes work demoralizing, remove those conditions, and engagement improves as a natural outcome rather than a forced program. Secondly, anonymity, when employees feel invisible. The first root cause of job misery presented in the book is anonymity, the sense that one is not known or valued as a person. Lencioni suggests that people can tolerate hard work and high standards, but they struggle when they believe their manager and teammates do not really notice them beyond output. In practical terms, anonymity shows up when leaders do not take time to understand employees' strengths, interests, goals, and even basic personal context. The book argues that this is not solved by generic recognition programs. It requires genuine managerial attention and consistent human connection. In the fable framework, the solution is not complicated, but it does demand discipline, one-on-one conversations, curiosity, and an expectation that managers know their people. When anonymity is reduced, trust improves, feedback becomes easier to receive, and employees are more willing to bring problems forward. The book also implies that anonymity is often a management habit problem, not an HR problem. Leaders can model the behavior by learning about their teams and by treating relationship building as part of the job, not an optional extra. Over time, people who feel known are more resilient and more committed to shared goals. Thirdly, irrelevance, connecting work to real impact. The second root cause is irrelevance, the belief that one's work does not matter to anyone. Lencioni highlights that many roles can become emotionally empty when employees cannot see who benefits from their effort, or when leaders fail to connect tasks to outcomes. This is especially common in large organizations where work is abstracted into metrics, handoffs, and internal processes. The book pushes leaders to make impact visible. That can mean clarifying the customer, highlighting the downstream effects of quality work, and telling concrete stories about how products and services help real people. In the fable, engagement improves when leaders take responsibility for translating purpose into everyday language rather than relying on mission statements. The idea is not that everyone must feel a grand calling, but that most people need to know their work has meaning beyond a paycheck. The book also underscores that irrelevance can exist even in well-paid jobs if the work feels detached from human outcomes. By regularly linking goals to customer needs, teammates, or communities, managers help employees experience significance. When significance rises, people show more initiative, care more about quality, and are less likely to mentally check out. Fourthly, immeasurement, knowing what winning looks like. The third root cause is immeasurement, which occurs when employees cannot tell whether they are succeeding. Lencioni argues that people become anxious, defensive, or apathetic when the criteria for good performance are unclear, or when feedback arrives only during formal reviews. In the book's model, measurement does not have to be complex or purely quantitative, but it must be timely and owned by the person doing the work. The key is to create a clear, shared understanding of what good looks like and to provide frequent signals that progress is being made. The fable emphasizes that managers should not outsource this to HR systems alone. They must define results, explain priorities, and give direct coaching. Immeasurement also shows up when goals conflict, when accountability is vague, or when employees are evaluated on factors outside their control. The book suggests that clarity reduces stress and increases intrinsic motivation because people naturally want to do a good job when they can see the scoreboard. By establishing simple metrics, observable standards, and regular check-ins, leaders create a sense of momentum. When employees know how they are doing, they can improve faster, collaborate more effectively, and feel more pride in their work. Lastly, a leader-driven, low-cost engagement strategy. A broader theme of the book is that fixing engagement is primarily a leadership responsibility grounded in daily management practices, not a high-budget initiative. Lencioni's fable approach reinforces that the most powerful changes are often simple: managers knowing their people, clarifying what matters, and making performance visible. This is a practical counterpoint to engagement approaches that lean heavily on surveys, perks, or one-time culture events. The book encourages organizations to treat engagement as an outcome of reducing anonymity, irrelevance, and immeasurement, and to make managers accountable for those conditions. It also suggests that leaders should align around a common language for diagnosing misery so teams can discuss problems without blame. While HR can support with training, hiring, and systems, the day-to-day experience of work is shaped most by direct supervisors and the structures they create. The fable format makes the message memorable. Engagement is not a mystery, and it does not require extraordinary charisma. It requires consistent, human-centered leadership and clear expectations. By focusing on a small set of root causes, organizations can prioritize actions, measure improvement in a straightforward way, and build a healthier culture that sustains performance over time. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for managers, executives, HR leaders, and team leads who are tired of chasing engagement trends and want a clear, actionable way to improve the everyday experience of work. It is also valuable for anyone moving into people leadership because it explains engagement as a set of managerial disciplines rather than an abstract cultural goal. Readers can benefit because the framework focuses on human needs that show up in every role: being known, seeing purpose, and understanding how success is measured. Applying these ideas can reduce burnout, like frustration, improve communication, and build trust, which often leads to better retention and stronger performance without major restructuring. Compared with similar engagement books that emphasize broad culture change or complicated assessment programs, this one stands out for its simplicity and memorability. The fable makes the concepts easy to share across a leadership team, and the three-cause model creates a practical checklist for diagnosing problems quickly. Because it targets root causes rather than symptoms, the book offers a high return on effort. Small shifts in how leaders manage can create noticeable improvements in morale, accountability, and results, making it a worthwhile purchase for organizations and individuals alike. If you would like to support Patrick and Lencioni, you can buy the book through the Amazon Lencioni. You can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.